and Klaus joining us. Okay, so welcome everyone, and I don't think we've had any apologies at this stage. Okay, so we are going to go straight into the review of the action items, and Jolie, you've got the screen for those. There's quite a few from last time.
Hang on a minute. Just a minute here.
Sure.
Share screen. Okay. And then we are on calls.
Yep.
Accessibility calls. April 24th.
Yep. Okay. The one earlier, that's it. Yeah. Okay. So there were quite a few. No, that's not the one, Jolie. That's for the IGF discussion. So, yep, that's the one on April the 13th. So there were a few items here. Alumni call, action Jolie to introduce Gonala. And I don't think that has happened. So we'll just put them there to remind us of the things still to be done. And while Jolie's writing, is there any other business that we should add to discuss? Anything from Bashka, Zakari, or Swaran? No? Okay. I have an item about ICANN 77 and talking about IDNs, internationalized domain names and universal acceptance and accessibility. So I'll just mention that under item 6. Okay.
Gunilla, I have few event updates. I have 3 events in line with Global Accessibility Awareness Day. So I can update you.
Okay. Fantastic. All right. So we can add that as well. Is there anything else? And yeah. Okay. Right. So back to the action item. So Jenison Asuncion is a GAD, and Jolie was going to introduce me.
Did I do that?
No, you didn't.
I've been slacking this month.
Yeah. I'm sure you've been slacking by doing huge number of calls and stuff. So yes, different ways of slacking. So that's actually become urgent with Jenison because of the travel funding.
Okay. I mean, Jenison will have his hands full until this week. Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
With it being GAD, you know.
Yeah. So urgent after GAD finishes. So that's on the 19th. It finishes, right? 18th, 19th. Yeah. Okay. So the next one is formulate a survey. Zakari gonna to follow up. That's going well. Zakari drafted that. A number of us put in comments that went into to the team at the Internet Society Foundation. Would you like to add something, Zakari, to that?
All is in the mail, so we are just waiting some review of the survey from the Internet Foundation, the ISOC Foundation. So after that, we will just put it online. And Sunday.
Yeah. Yes. So that should be great. So we're pleased we've got that going. and that's fine. All right. So the next one is for Gonalan Jolie to work on the wiki structure, which neither of us have done. So that's to continue. Right. Okay. Okay, so that's fine. And then going down, Gonna to follow up with Andrew Sullivan about accessibility resolutions by the Board of Trustees, which I did tonight. So that's good. And so now we'll wait and see what he has to say. So that's been done.
Should I sort of document that letter and sort of file it so it's part of the record?
Yes, that wouldn't hurt at all. Yeah, because that's, yes, good idea. And you would have noted, if you'd had a chance to see it, I recognize that it was only sent out very recently, that I included a link to the Google Doc that James Wood had done a revision or a follow-up to our 1.1 draft of the accessibility framework. And so I know that we had a meeting after that, and I added a few other things which isn't in that document, but it's an important document to have as a, I suppose, the latest authorized, isn't the word, the latest framework, even though we would still like to have some further additions, but that hasn't, we haven't had a meeting with the internal working group because they haven't responded to my suggestion of having one. So we'll see where that goes. All right. And welcome, Klaus. Okay. All right. We're just going through the action items. So nothing for you yet, but there will be. So that's fine. And the action to do a tribute video to Shabir. I think now we're sort of in between him initiating and finalizing the resolutions and his ending his term in June. So we should aim to have the video done by, I'm not sure when he's finishing, sometime middle of June at the, I think it's June, at the AGM of the board. So that's something for us to work on from now before our next meeting. And I think if we can, I think I've got some, general guidelines from APRIGF on doing short videos of a minute or so, and then we can try and be as uniform in our approach, and then if Jolie could put that together would be fantastic. Okay. All right. So that's something for everyone to think about, how to do that. All right, so I've got an action item for me, APRIGF video guidelines. Okay. And, yes, the online training course. This is a very long-running, frustrating area where we thought there would be funding coming from ISOC to develop and deliver the course. But now we're looking at funding applications to Beyond the Net large grants. And we've got an agenda item on that, which is straight after the review of the action item. So we'll come back to that one because that could maybe require a bit of discussion. And then, yeah, and then we've got Swaran. This is IGF planning. Swaran will help develop awareness training idea. I'm not exactly sure. Could Swaran, could you explain that particular one, please? It might have to do with a workshop proposal.
That was an APR IGF, you know, Asia-Pacific IGF.
Oh, it's under the APR IGF. Yes, yeah. Okay. So Swaran has organized a workshop proposal for APR IGF. Swaran, did you want to say anything about that? We can talk generally about APR IGF and IGF in a later agenda item if you wish.
Just an update. We had some issues with the submission. The form has some major issues and they weren't able to rectify it. I just ended up copying and pasting the items into a Word form and then I submitted it to them. We've received confirmation that it has definitely been submitted.
Mm.
So I've tried with the different browsers, different internet connections. But they came up with some what I would feel are rather lousy excuses. I mean, they said that it had something to do with copying too much and pasting, but I was typing things out. Mm-hmm. I was like literally typing everything out. So it made me wonder if other colleagues of ours in the group would have faced similar issues. But anyway, so that's done. Zakari and I have worked on the IGF proposal as well, but it's not very straightforward because we need to be members and there's quite a lot of things that the form requires. So we went over it last week and then we stopped. So I sort of prioritized APR IGF proposal because I just got back on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's done now. And I was just going to ask Zakari if, later this week, if we can start working on the IGF proposal. But the proposal part is pretty much complete. The only part that's missing is us filling in the, our complete profiles into the IGF portal and becoming part of the community, as Judith had mentioned.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a minor detail compared to actually putting together the proposal, because that's quite a lengthy thing to do. Yes.
I just successfully submitted one proposal and didn't face any problem.
Yeah,
And also just there is three panelists from Fiji, Georgina, Pakistan, Sabir and myself. And you are the moderator. And also there is a remote moderator, Mr. Shah Rahman from School of Asia Pacific School of Internet Governance Treasurer. So this is your update, and that is a banking accessibility proposal.
Yeah, that's excellent. Yes, and I'm glad that you found the form accessible. So that's very encouraging. But I know that there were some fellowship applications from persons who were vision impaired, and there were considerable difficulties with it, the APR IGF secretariat have been informed, and also we've had communication from APNIC, whose system APR IGF uses, and they will be updating their system in the next half a year or so to make it compliant with WCAG 2.1 AA plus a whole lot of other usability factors. So that's very encouraging too. Okay. We'll come back to the IGF. So since we've talked about the APR IGF applications from Bhaskar and from Swaran, I can add that there's been a third one from that has been organized through an Australian colleague, Wayne Hawkins, and that is on public procurement. So we know that we have three applications for workshops, and there is another one, more general one, on digital inclusion, which I've been asked to participate in as well, which will cover some accessibility issues. So from that point of view, we have more or less...
Is this on this agenda item, or are we talking about this later? Under item four on the agenda.
Yeah, we started talking about it now, so I just wanted to round it off, and then we won't need to talk more about the APR IGF. We'll concentrate on the IGF.
So that was, it's not in the action item, so I can ignore it.
No, this minute. That's okay. That's fine. So we'll go to agenda item three, which is the online training course. And as I mentioned before, there's a lot of frustration from me and others that it seems that there were promises made by ISOC that there would be funding to develop and deliver the online course, but now they don't have the funds, and they're saying apply for a Beyond the Net large grant and work with a chapter and so forth. So I've spoken to a few people. I know we were talking another time about the New York chapter. We talked about the Australian chapter. There's a possibility maybe of contacting the Hong Kong chapter. All of these have good possibilities of transferring funds from one country to another, and possibly having APSIG involved in some way too. So they are all possibilities, and I think we need to work out how best to do this. It's one of these applications. I haven't seen it, but it would require a fair bit of work. I should also point out that we were initially invited by Nick, and this is an aside, but I wanted to mention it in relation to Beyond the Net large grants, and that is that Nick Hirika, who is the European what's his title?
Community Engagement Management.
That's the one, yes. And he invited myself, and I suggested Zachary and Klaus to participate, to be speakers, because it all had to do with accessibility and based on the resolutions. But what I got a response from Nick just the other day.
Speakers was, where? I'm lost.
Oh, sorry. This is just on their monthly call, online call.
Yeah.
So it's just on, apparently in Europe, they have a monthly chapters call that is facilitated by ISOC.
So how does this relate to online training?
This relates to that he told me that the chapter from Bosnia-Herzegovina have put in a successful Beyond the Net large grant. So I'm just saying that as background. because we could, we, well, I can check in with them and see if there's any synergies, and you know, if there's, how they're going to go about it. So that's a link. So just saying,
that's an action. That's an action. Check.
Yeah. Okay. Action for me to talk to, Bosnia Herzegovina. I think we need to have Herzegovina in there too. Herzegovina. Yeah. Okay. So if we look at the various chapters, that we can link in with, we have New York chapter, Australia and Hong Kong as possibilities. Now, the New York chapter, supports the accessibility SIG and has, you know, set up a sub account, et cetera, et cetera. But it's going through.
Zakari mentions in the WhatsApp that he lost his connection.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's okay now, Jolly. Thank you. Okay. It's okay.
Okay. That's good. That's good. Okay. So, I have some concerns about where the board is, in the New York chapter. So that's one thing.
So, an election is imminent in the New York chapter.
It's been imminent for months. Really.
Yeah, but it was actually scheduled to begin yesterday. So I actually, you know, Greg came out of the woodwork. I have set up a form for expression of interest. He's going to supposedly come back with a schedule to me today. So this is, you know, I will push it through. Also, I can report today that, I just filed the report on the outstanding webinar series grant. You know, whether that'll be satisfactory or not is to be seen, but it's filed.
When you say that's filed on behalf of the accessibility SIG, yeah, to ISOC, because yeah, there were some funds that.
No, there was a webinar series in that was, you know, 2021 postponed to 2022 with Shabir.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, I filed it. If they come back and ask for receipts, you know, so it's still, you know, it's still like a little, anyway, it's filed.
Okay. That's good to know. Thank you. All right. Yeah. So we can, I suppose, to be honest, I've had some frustrating experiences with funding and working, you know, with people who have too much else to do. And I just think that we need to make sure that there is one or two, chapter officers who can really, really support this. So
the other thing was that it was proposed, I forget by who, that I become a financial officer of the accessibility SIG. So that I could, you know, along with Judith, who is already the treasurer. And thus I get the debit card and the hands on the account. And this will probably involve me going into the bank with the ISOC NY treasurer and getting my name on the account. But
okay. That's good. Okay. Good to know. We talked about that a year ago, I think. So it's really good that you're doing that. And do you think that together with Judith, you would have the time, to disperse funds, to do, some, that need to be some reckoning. Because it's a large grant, they're supposed to be experienced with having a previous large grant. They're supposed to be, you know, accounting for the funds, financial statements, etc. So do you feel that the New York chapter can do that?
They've handled them before. I mean, you know, not me, not Judith, and
Greg.
You know, and not Greg. I'm not sure if it's even Greg, but
no, I've never seen a financial statement when I was working with Shabir and Accessibility SIG.
So I got a bank statement out of Judith for
It needs to be more than that. It really
which of debits. And in fact, I was surprised how minimal it was. There was only one invoice in 2022. There was only one invoice for captioning for I forget which event. And I thought we ran, you know, several events. And, you know, there's only, you know, but as far as I could see, you know, Accessibility SIG has only paid for captioning once. And we certainly ran several events.
Yeah.
But some of it I've paid for and I've got to invoice them for. And that's a thing that's outstanding.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay.
That's off the table here.
Yeah. No, that's fine, Jolly. It's just that, to do a large grant, requires probably more supervision, more financial reporting, more substantial systems. And that's, I just have some concerns with. So I'm just expressing my experience. But let's go through the three possible chapters. And if there are any other chapters, possible chapters that we could align with for something like this, this is the opportunity to talk about it. So the Australia chapter, obviously, I was on the board for 10 years and we applied ages ago for
One thing that's kind of different now is which came up at the North American School of Internet Governance was that I proposed that ISOC DC, you know, put in a grant for the captioning, and ISOC Puerto Rico is running the event, and they said we will not fund two chapters to do the same thing. And this is a change of policy from how it used to be, where they encouraged collaboration between chapters. And they said, well, this is apparently, you know, some, I believe African chapters were trying to like double dip. Mm. They had a change of policy now, which seems a little stupid to me, but that's, you know, that it should be, you know, multi-chapter project should be an encouraged thing, but only one chapter can apply for a grant relating to any single activity. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Multiple chapters cannot.
I did look at the Beyond the Net funding criteria, and there were, I thought that it maybe not working with another chapter, but certainly, working with other organizations. So that came into it as well. And they seemed to, think that that was okay. So, but I mean, we'd need to be checking all the eligibility criteria carefully so that we know what fits. But okay, let's move on. So if we can just go through, like, the Australian chapter has run projects, has also organized the Australian version of the IGF in the past, et cetera, et cetera. So it's got experience, and it's got some active members, and I can be involved in that as well. So then we have a Hong Kong chapter, and the link there is with Charles Mok, who used to chair the Hong Kong chapter a number of years ago, and I think is still involved at a distance, but they seem to be a strong chapter and can also organize funding to go from one country to another. And that's a problem with this particular funding application, because we would be looking at funding a company to actually develop and deliver on the actual course. So they could be in the US, they could be in India, they could be anywhere. And so that's where we need to ensure that money transfer can happen without too much trouble. Does anyone have any other ideas about particular chapters that could link with? And it would be good to have one that we are involved with in some way. I know Vashka, for example, with Bangladesh chapter, there's problems with moving money around, and with Swaran, I'm not sure.
The only chapter I really have good relations with, that I would have confidence in, would be the UK, England, and Olivier.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Who is running that one now? Do you know?
I think it's still kind of Desiree and Olivier is still basically running the chapter.
Right. Okay. Okay. So are we in a position to, first of all, this is quite a big thing. Are there any questions about what we're talking about before we?
I was just interested in what you said about formation of a company. Why is that necessary?
No, I'm not talking about formation of a company. I'm talking about having funds to contract a company, a freestanding company, to actually set up the development and delivery. It would be the chapter and...
I just find this extraordinary that the whole rationale of setting up the standing groups versus the SIGs was that this kind of business would be the responsibility of ISOC staff and not us.
Yeah.
How come we're ending up doing all this?
I know. I agree, Jolene. I agree. This is ridiculous, because we are putting in a lot of work to put in a funding application, which we have a reasonably good chance of getting, but no guarantees, to something that ISOC said they would do.
It's turning the whole thing on its head. The whole rationale of this current structure was that this wouldn't have to happen.
Okay, so what could we do instead? Another option would be to bring this up with Andrew Sullivan, to bring it up with Charles Mok on the board. Escalate it a bit, because it really isn't. It's not good. I agree. It's not good.
Yeah, I think so, we should take a bash.
Okay.
Yeah, so, that's what I said to you last time. Is document. Just do a simple one pager on what happened.
Yes.
Meeting this day. This decided. This work was done. now funding thing, you know, and we go into the chapters and then this short blurb, this is the opposite of what we were led to expect.
Okay. So any thoughts from anyone else on this? No? All right.
So I'm putting that down as an action, escalate.
Yes, escalate. Yes. I'd need to think very carefully about the wording and also who to approach. Let me work on that. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we move on. I think we need to move on. Okay. To IGF. We've talked about APR IGF. So we've got that underway, but the deadline, unless it gets extended, is the 19th of May, which is coming up very, very quickly. And so if we can go back to our discussion, just over a week ago about the particular workshop proposals and who was doing what. Can you find that, Jolie? Yep, there it is. So if we go through one by one and we'll see if these are going to happen or not. So the first one was on AI, and the co-proposers were Klaus and Vashka. Klaus, would you like to say something here?
Yeah, the problem is that I didn't get any response from Google, for example. So Vashka and me are alone at the moment. I don't have any other person who is willing to contribute to this thing, and I don't think that we will do it within the next 2 days.
That's a shame. Okay. All right. Well,
also, we have another problem because we spoke about it, Grunella, with there is a conflicting conference also on the other side of the planet.
Yes.
It's the M-Enabling Congress. The M-Enabling is also at the same date than it is than the IGF in Kyoto is.
Mm.
And I'm a member of the GLC, of the Global Leading Council of M-Enabling of IAAP, so the conference organizer. And it seems that I have to go there.
Okay, so you won't be able. So
I don't know if there is the possibility to fly to Kyoto, and from Kyoto then to Washington D.C. It could be, but that's only the only possibility. When I'm going to Kyoto, there must be something where I can participate. Otherwise, I can't. I can't say against the spenders of our money why I should go to Kyoto when I don't have any role there.
No, okay. All right. Jolie, that's the M-Enabling conference. M-Enabling. And okay. Mm-hmm. So Klaus, I do understand that predicament. But are there some of the other workshop proposals that you would be able to organize even if you're not attending?
No, we spoke about one accessible inclusive environments, but that's now made by Jolie, as far as I understood it. Yeah. I invited the lady from Barcelona, number five. Yeah. It is below Lero, but she said if if the chapters, if the New York chapter is taking it over, it's okay for her. And she won't step down and don't do it.
Okay.
So I think it's good if it's organized by Jolie.
Okay. We'll come back to that. Yep. Okay. All right. So that's a real shame. What about the African one, Klaus, number three?
The African one is the next problem. Because we have a conference in Nairobi in 2 weeks' time and Irene is the organizer. So she don't have any time to do anything at the moment.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a real shame. Okay.
That's a real shame. Yeah. I can do it as a co-organizer, but I don't think that we will be able to do it within the next 2 days. Unless they extend the application deadline, but I don't think so.
Okay. All right. So then we come to Swaran. How are you going with the one that you had suggested, which is accessible e-learning? Swaran and Zakaria, you mentioned that before, that you and you both, Swaran and Zakaria, have had a bit of a meeting and discussion, and where are you up to with that?
We're just at the point where we need to, well, we've discussed all the items. We've drawn out a plan for the entire hour. The format and all is all confirmed. We just need to fill in the electronic form. We just need to fill it into the program. The only holdback was, see, with April IGF proposals, you don't really need to have, you don't need to be part of a portal or anything. You just go in and you just basically use the form, right? But with the IGF one, this is my first time applying for a proposal in the IGF portal. So, Zakai and I have both worked on our profiles. Took a fair bit of time last week. So we sort of gave that a rest and started working on April IGF. Needed to prioritize that first.
Sure.
So tomorrow morning, as soon as Zakari confirms, we will meet up tomorrow morning in maybe say the next 6 hours or so. And then we'll get that done.
Excellent.
We are aware that we're sort of closing up on the due date now.
Good.
But the format is confirmed. The questions, the speakers, all that is confirmed.
Fantastic. That's so good to hear. Okay, so we've got one there that is definitely happening and just about completed. Really
Good. Just to let us know, Judith is traveling. We just received an email from her.
Sorry, I missed that bit.
Judith is traveling. So we just received an email from her. So Judith, yeah, she's traveling at the moment.
Oh, okay. So Jolie, can you put her as an apology then, please? Okay.
It's okay for me, Swaran. Your tomorrow morning is my evening. It's okay.
Awesome. We'll speak in 6 to 7 hours then.
Okay.
No, it's good you say, because we are in such different time zones. So you stay up very late for your calls with Swaran, I think. Early morning for Swaran, what, like 6 or 7 a.m. and it's midnight for you, Zakari, is that right?
Yes. No problem. I will be ready.
Fantastic. Okay. All right.
Very good.
No, it's great. You both seem to really have worked out a good time to have meetings, the two of you, to discuss various things. So I'm really pleased about that. And yeah, excellent. All right. So, I presume the European Accessibility Act, that was very much something for you, and I'm presuming it won't happen either.
Well, at the last meeting, we decided not to follow it.
Uh-huh.
As far as I understood it, during the last meeting, we said we don't want to do this because we have the other ones. And unfortunately, okay, the other ones don't won't happen. So, okay, now I don't think that's also a really topic for the IGF now, because European Accessibility Act is nice, but it's a law. It's an European law. It's a regional law, and it's not a topic for the IGF.
I think it could have been, but it's not going to happen. So, there's difficulties in clashes and so forth. So we'll move on. And so we come to accessibility in immersive environments. And Jolie, how are you going with Thomas Logan there?
Thomas Logan and I have not hooked up, basically. And this, you know, I'm a last minute artist, so I can't promise that I won't just pull something out of my hat at the last minute. So,
wow. Okay. All right. Well, I it would be fantastic if you could. I'll cross my fingers for you there, Jolie, that it will happen. Yes. All right. Okay. So then we move on to travel funding. And we've spoken before about possibilities of GAD Open Tech Fund, and also for persons in developing countries, there is a small fund through the IGF Secretariat. So that would mean that it's worthwhile when it's announced. I don't think it's anywhere near announced yet. There would be possibilities for Vashgar and Zakari and Swaran, actually. So are any of you thinking of applying for that particular fund or the GAD? We need to talk about how that would work. And so Jolie will set up an intro for me once GAD is finished, so we can look at that as an option. And the Open Tech Fund, I don't know much about. That's something that Kyle suggested, and it would require a bit of work to put together, say, a joint a group submission for those people who would be presenting or workshop organizers. I've been invited to be a speaker at one workshop, and so I could be looking at some of that funding as well as others. All right, so
I just forward these same three items onto this.
Yeah, yes.
So, Gunilla, you need to guide me how to apply for IGF fund, because I was not really finding where I can drop my application. And secondly, I'll explore other opportunity also. If our proposal accepted for APR IGF, I think it would be wonderful if we could get the chance to go there.
So APR IGF in Brisbane is one thing, and then IGF in Japan, Kyoto, Japan, is the other one, of course. So, yes. So, Zakari, you indicated you were interested in going to Japan to the IGF.
Gunilla, yes.
Okay. All right, and Swaran?
Yes, Gunilla. So for APIGF, I had a discussion with the management today. So how it works with our university is that if we have a session that is accepted or something, and if there's travel funding, if the airline ticket is paid for by a sponsor, then they will give us a per diem. So I will not need full funding in that case. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure if they will give it to me for both the IGF and IGF. So Zakari and I were thinking of applying for a fellowship for IGF, because I've never had an IGF fellowship. But even my IGF ones, for both the ones that I have gone through, both were virtual. because it was during COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So there wasn't any financial support offered. So yeah, we will need, like for APGF, I will need airline tickets only. The rest I'll be able to get from my organization.
Okay. So I'm just not clear. So you need an airline ticket for IGF or APRIGF?
For APRIGF. For IGF, mm-hmm. Zakari and I were planning to apply for fellowship.
Right. Okay. All right. And I'm not sure when they come out. So that's a matter of checking on the
Gunela. Mm-hmm. Apology. Yes. In the IGF proposal, considering me as one of the speaker or not, or I need to explore any other groups to apply for any workshop, because I am not proposing any workshop proposal there.
Vashkabai, just give me 1 second. Just give me 1 second. Let me confirm that for you.
Okay. All right. I think what we might do is concentrate first on GAD, because that's for, I think, persons with disability. So that would be an option for Vashkar and me. And then the Open Tech Fund could be something that maybe it would be better for individual funding applications, because we are doing things separately with the IGF funding and GAD. So any thoughts on that?
Vashka, so just confirming that we've already submitted the APIGF proposal has your name, and you're also one of our esteemed speakers in the IGF proposal. And it's just a matter of time that we'll just be submitting that. So yes, you are in both the proposals.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good, good. All right. Okay, so are we clear then what we're doing? I'll just go through it again. So Vashka would apply for the IGF secretariat funding and possibly other funding.
Yeah, Vashka said he needs help with the IGF funding process.
Yeah, but it hasn't started yet.
No wonder he had difficulty.
That's right, exactly. So it's not been announced yet, so there's time there. But I think in the meantime, that's very competitive. I'd suggest that GAD could be the way to go to start with, and to see how that goes, and then if that doesn't work, then for Vashka to apply for the IGF funding. So Vashka and me for the GAD to start with, because that has to be persons with disability.
Vashka, did you ever speak to Jenison? Assumption?
No.
I think you and he would get on.
I think I didn't know the Jonathan.
Okay. All right. This is slowing down a bit here. So I think that we will, I'll discuss with Jenison after GAD, and we'll go from there, and we'll keep on going online with that. Anyway, we've certainly for APRIGF, we've got, three applications for IGF. We've got at least one, maybe two. We'll see how we go. So it's good. It's the more the better, of course, but we should at least get some approved, one would hope. Okay, so we've got governance of the ASG, and it's just about on the hour. So how can people stay for another 15 minutes?
Okay with me.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Jolie, you are a little bit unsure.
No, I'm fine.
You're fine. Okay. All right. So we need to talk about the planning for the elections coming up later this year, because we've been running for 2 years by the end of this year. Well, we didn't really start till March, but that's how it goes. So we need to ensure that there are more persons with disability on the leadership team, and we need to have a cross section of people who can work to spread the load. I think would be really important. So persons who Shabir could be interested to join. There's two other people who might be interested, might, and I emphasize that, and that could be Vidya Y, who participated in the online the Bangladesh face to face.
How do you spell that? Vidya?
No, Vidhya. Vidya. Yeah. And the other person is Nirmita, who was contracted to write the content for the online course. Yeah. So I'd be very interested in.
How about Yonita?
Who?
Yonita, the girl from DC.
I don't know her.
You had a meeting, you had a call with her.
Oh, yes, yes, I did. Yes, yes, yes. She doesn't have a disability as far as I know.
Okay.
But still, she's very keen and talented. Any other suggestions? Because it's good to get people from other regions, because we've got quite a few from the Asia Pacific region. So other regions would be great. Klaus, could you suggest anyone? Not at this stage? Okay.
There is a girl, a woman, Anna, who has always been posting accessibility items on the ISOC LinkedIn since forever, who I've never talked to, who's in South America. She's either in Argentina or somewhere. Okay. Do you know who that is?
No. She's posted on LinkedIn.
She's been posting accessibility items on the ISOC LinkedIn group since, you know, for 10 years, she keeps posting stuff. Let me see if I just.
Okay. All right. So, Zachary, do you have any suggestions?
Yes, I'm thinking about one guy from Mali, who is he has a visual impairment. I think he could be interested, but let me talk to him first.
Oh, good, good. Is he? Can he speak English?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
He's French and English speaker.
Fantastic. That's really good. Okay. All right. Well, that would be very interesting. Yes, so thanks for that. Because it would be great to have another person from Africa. That would be really good. Okay.
I will talk to him this week and come back to you.
Thank you very much, Zakari. That's excellent. All right. And Swaran, do you have anyone in mind?
There's somebody that I haven't met, but I would probably be working with later on. So there's this special school, and he's the principal of the special school. So he's involved in technological needs assessments at the moment. I'll have to confirm on that.
Okay. All right. That's good. All right.
So I'm just going to post in the chat the LinkedIn of this. Where am I with the chat? Hang on. I'm sharing. I've lost the chat, but I shall post here in the minutes.
Yeah,
okay. Anna Isabel Paraguay.
Oh yes, of course. I've seen her name so much. Yep. Yeah, okay. All right. Yes, I. Okay.
University of São Paulo.
São Paulo.
So she's Brazil, right. I guess.
Okay, so she's Brazilian, right? Okay, yeah, that would be good to link in with her, right? And Klaus, you are in Africa at the moment, talking, you know, to Irene about the conference that's happening there. Do you have any names that you could suggest, maybe there?
I have to ask. I have to ask them. There's a guy called Bernard Chiara, but I don't know if he's a member of the ISOC. He's very active, and he's a founder, and he's managing a incubator.
Right.
The two other persons. Fun.
Yeah. Where is he?
He's in Kenya. Kenya.
Okay. All right.
He's in Kenya. Yeah. And another person from Kenya, but I have to ask them when I'm there.
Okay.
And in front of me, there is another person, if she's interested, Neha Aurora from India.
What's her name?
Neha.
Meha. How do you spell
Neha,
that?
Neha Aurora from India.
All right. If you can put that in the chat or send an email about that, would be great.
If you could put those names in the chat, Klaus, then I can copy them into the.
And it would be good to have people who have a range of different disabilities, like hearing impairment or hearing loss, deafness, physical disability, cognitive disability. So we concentrate on people with vision impairment, which is a key group, but we need to spread a little bit wider, a lot wider. So that would be good too. So any other names that come up would be really useful. And then what we can do is ask some who may wish to join as observers on the leadership team, just informally, and we might wish to ask them to help with something in particular. And it can be to assist Jolie with taking minutes and doing things like that. And it could be like doing social media, things just to see how we go. That would be really good. All right, fine. And then once they are involved, then it's a matter of if they wish to stand for any particular positions. And it might be that we don't have the same type of positions we've had this time around. And Kyle was sort of suggesting that concentrate on on chair, vice chair, the chapter advisory committee liaison, and well, when it comes to the action and planning officers, that might be like a general membership position, but that's for us to decide. That's really for us to decide how we want to do that.
It's the structure of leadership. You know, the idea of leadership means that, you know, basically that you're leading. But if everybody's a leader, you know, that's
no. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that
you know, so how people get around this in some situations I've seen is that they have a what's known as a council.
Mm.
And so they have people join the council so that then there's a wider group of people that can be kind of involved and consulted without being in positions the other way, you know, or you make an executive committee, which is a smaller group of people who actually do stuff and have a wider group of people that are just, you know, the thinkers.
Yeah. Well, thinkers and doers too. There are so many different ways of doing this. And I think maybe we need to have a separate brainstorming session on that so we can get what we want that would work for us best. Or not for us. When I say us, I mean the accessibility standing group.
So Carl suggests president, VP, and then what?
Chapter advisory council. Liaison. I think they were the three that he specifically mentioned.
Yeah. I mean, the admin role is a complete joke because there's nothing to do.
You don't do anything, Aunt Jolie.
Well, I'm no longer in the role, but I mean, when I got to it, there wasn't anything to do. The only job was to like basically be list mom for the Connect. That was the only possible role and treasurer, obviously there's no role because that's down, you know, that's handled by ISOP. So
okay, so I'm going to suggest we've only got 5 minutes left really, and these are really really fundamental issues about how we will operate in the future, and we want the accessibility standing group to really become a strong group within ISOC, and the way we operate in terms of our governance structures and the people will help to make a big difference going forward. So so we need to talk in more detail rather than 5 minutes about the governance structures and also about our membership. And we touched on that the last meeting, and that really was to ensure that our membership, our broader membership, are really people who are there because they are concerned about disability and accessibility rather than what we believe is that a number of people are therefore affordable access to infrastructure and so forth. And there's a variety of ways we can do that. We can send a message to standing group members asking about, you know, who has a disability, who does disability advocacy, and they can either respond on the list or they can send an email to us. Yes, Jolie?
I'll just say that the whole thing that when they set up the standing groups versus the SIG as we had it, now what you're describing is the kind of activity which was well within what we were doing as the SIG. When they set up the standing group, the whole thing was you make the officers, you know, then we then conduct an exercise to define the projects are defined, approved, and the standing group carries out the project. And that's the sort of beginning and end of of what the standing group's function is the whole idea being to keep the thing simple so it's well defined and everybody knows what's going on and it's managed in that way. So expanding into this kind of thing is really beyond that and really would be more the kind of thing that the accessibility that AliSig could do. And we already gathered a lot of that information in our registration form and everything. So we're reinventing the wheel here.
It's very frustrating.
Well, I would say that we should keep the standing group and say to the rule book, do, you know, render unto Caesar and try and achieve solid outcomes and go back and maybe use the accessibility SIG as a vehicle for these wider kind of activities.
Well, when you say wider activities, what activities do you mean?
Well, this kind of thing that you were just describing.
No. What I was describing was to fine-tune our membership so that we emphasize to our membership that this is for improving accessibility to the internet and to do that we are concentrating on people who have experience or have a disability to be members of the standing group. And because we want people to be elected who are knowledgeable about accessibility or have a disability themselves, not people who want to improve access to infrastructure. And because we have such a large membership in that area, they could be voting in people who are concentrating on that, which nearly happened right at the beginning. There were people who nearly got voted in who have no knowledge about disability or accessibility at all. And I think there was a bit of voting in blocks. So that's the reason behind it. So how do people feel about having an extra meeting about this or concentrating at the next meeting mainly on this topic and maybe adding a few other things if needed?
Well, presumably by the next meeting, all the IGF proposals will be
gone in
and filed in history. So we'll have, you know, time on our hands.
We will. So that will be done. It's likely there might be something to discuss about the online training course, which is a fundamental part of what we do. But, we should be able to concentrate on that. So let's try for that next meeting.
I'll call that an action item.
Sure. And we could have a meeting. If we're doing the rotation, it's going to be unpopular with some people.
We didn't do Vashka's any other business yet. I'll say that.
No, I know. I've got any other business too. So we'll just, since we're talking about the next meeting, we'll just put in the date and time for the meeting, which is, a suggested 13th of June. It's on a Tuesday at 2300 UTC, which is terrible for you, Klaus. I know.
Yep. But soon. Let me see.
You start your European holidays around that time, don't you?
No, in July.
July, okay.
Isn't that when the IGF is happening in DC or something.
Yes, you could be right. And it's also around the time of the DC ICANN meeting. Okay, Bhaskar, thank you very much.
I mean, the ICANN meeting, that's what I mean, I misspoke.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So it's 17 past. Bhaskar, did you want to, before you leave, if you haven't already left, no, you haven't, do you want to say a couple of words about that that particular item under any other business?
Okay. The thing is that, you know, for celebrating Global Accessibility Awareness Day, we are going to organize an event here in Bangladesh by engaging all the senior officials and also some non-government organizations on 18th. That will be a physical meeting. And on 21st of May, we are going to organize a digital accessibility training. It's a one-day training on digital accessibility for one of the leading engineering universities. It's called BUET, and is a number one university in Bangladesh for technology. And because they don't have any awareness about the digital accessibility. And lastly, we are going to organize an international roundtable, online roundtable with G3ICT on 30th May. And I think you are invited, all of you are invited to join in that webinar.
So
thank you very much.
So could that be a webcast, the 30th of May thing?
Yes, absolutely. That would be a webcast, and hopefully, I hope so. I'll talk to them about that. But it will be use the Zoom platform.
Great.
Yeah, so okay. 30th of May is good for me. So that would be, what time of day would that be?
I think it is in your morning time. It is Bangladesh time is 7 p.m. So it is, I think, almost your morning.
Okay, I'm going to put it in for 9 a.m.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, that's great initiative, Sven, that sounds very good. And if you send us the links,
I would suggest that you do a mail to the Connect group, you know, to with describing these, you know, people listing these events.
Yeah, I will promote it. 30th May's event will be promoted to the Connect.
But also the you know, and so I'll just say on this same topic that what's her face from ISOC who does the communications, who does the social media, asked us if we were doing anything for GAD, and I said no, but maybe we could do a blog post. And then she said, I could do a blog post, she said. So, you know, so I gave her the script from the transcript from the Community Week thing, plus the link to about, so maybe she's going to come up with something, but if we have this information, then I could forward it to her for inclusion in this, and that should be done in the next few hours. You know what I mean? So if you could just,
Do you think if I send an article to her, I already drafted an article, even though it is based on Bangladesh experience, do you think she can publish it?
I think that's a separate issue. And there was a lady called April who is the chief content, April from.
And that is, my article is based on Global Accessibility Awareness Day.
Yeah. So I would say email me separately on this, okay? With this information, and then we'll see if we can sort something out.
Okay. I'll send you one article today to you, Julie.
Yeah. But also on details of your events. Okay. Just briefly. You don't have to be a big thing. Just date, title. That's all that you need to put in. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
So I'm just leaving ahead. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you very much. Thank you, Bhaskar. And I also want to thank Jolie for working with the ISOC comms team to get that blog going for GAD. That's really good. So the only other thing I wanted to mention was I've been asked to speak at the ICANN 77 meeting online, which is happening mid-May, and I'm trying to find the particular dates. But in any case, this is on internationalized domain names and universal acceptance, which is all ICANN domain name industry speak. And there are certain issues for screen reading users there, when it comes to, non-ASCII scripts. And I'm not going to go into detail. It's an area that we need to know more about. There needs to be a project on this. I've got some information through a contact, via Nemita. I've got some information through Shabir, and it's something that I think ICANN needs to look at, and Shabir is likely to be speaking at that particular session at the ICANN 77 as a person who
isn't that in June? Is it in May?
No, it's in June. It's in June. It's middle of June.
Yeah, and that's the one in DC.
That's the one in DC, yes. And the North American School of Internet Governance is running just before that.
I am going to DC to webcast the NASIC myself.
Oh, good. That's excellent, because that's all about digital inclusion. That should be a really, really good session. Okay. So, all right, we are nearly there. We are nearly there. We need to just set a date. And if we can't do it straight away, we'll do it online. Calendar, let's see. I'm just trying to get it.
June 13th is okay for me. I'm going down to do the School of Internet Governance, and I'll drive back, you know, on the Monday or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, the ICANN meeting is between the 12th and the 15th of June. So, I don't think it will affect any of us. It's probably only me.
Well, Judith will be cavorting.
Judith will be very involved.
She'll be cavorting.
Yeah. Well, it's a hometown, so yes, absolutely. So yes, okay. All right. Let's just work on that that date, because that could be it could be difficulties for a couple of us. Okay, so put a question mark next to the next.
Well,
to the
I mean
meeting.
It's fine. It's like 2300 is 7 p.m. East Coast, so anybody who is here, you know, it's not a bad time for them.
So what time did you say it would be, East Coast?
7 p.m.
7 p.m., okay. So I can imagine Judith doing cocktails and stuff like that at that time.
Yeah.
But for me, it's 1 p.m. in the morning.
1 a.m., yes, it's not
1
good.
1 a.m., so that's not good.
I know,
but okay, yeah. Then I can read. I can read the menu. The menu.
Well, it's a shame, Zachary. I think it's midnight for you. Is it?
Yes, it's mid. Yes, it's midnight for me. But no problem. I will be. I can attend.
You can attend. Okay, yeah. Great. All right. Okay. Well, let's try, and I'm sorry, Klaus. I know it's hard. It's hard with these times. I know. Let's try for that date. And as we get closer, we'll see if it still works for us. And we'll concentrate, as we said, on the governance of the ASG and membership and so forth. Thank you very much for, keeping going with us longer than than the scheduled time. There's always so much to talk about. Any other comments, any other questions before we finish? Great. Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you. And we'll see each other online.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Have a good day.
Next time.
Thank you. Zakaria,
I'll talk to you in 6 hours. Bye.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay, see you next. Thank you.
Bye. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.